to Spanish Pod, everyone. Today we've got a free newbie lesson for everyone. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, we're going to talk about our lesson today called Send a Taxi. But before we do, I want to welcome everyone that's listening on iTunes. Folks, if you haven't yet, please come to our website with SpanishPod.com and check out the 7-day free trial where you have access to everything, all the levels, not just newbie, but elementary, all the way through advanced.
And all the videos, too.
All the videos, and I think you're going to like it when you see those. So please come, SpanishPod.com, 7-day free trial. Send a taxi. Do you often call for a taxi?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know how to say your address or how to call and just say, like, just send me a taxi, right?
Okay, yes.
So our keyword for the day is dirección.
Dirección. Okay, that looks exactly like the word direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's not.
It's not?
Well, no, it's address.
Address. Okay, address. Dirección. All right, we're going to listen for that keyword in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times.
Dialogue. First time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
Second time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
Third time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
All right, we're back. This dialogue seemed a little long, but it's all really good information.
That's right.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning with a translation.
Radio Taxi.
Radio Taxi.
That's just the name of the company, right?
Okay, that's the company name.
Yeah, Radio Taxi.
I didn't know how to translate that. Okay, so it's called the Radio Taxi Company.
Yes.
Okay.
Me manda un taxi.
Will you send me a taxi?
Me manda un taxi.
Will you send me a cab?
Me manda un taxi. ¿A qué dirección?
To what address?
¿A qué dirección?
To which address?
¿A qué dirección? A la calle Libertad, número 14.
14 Liberty Street.
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
14 Liberty Street.
A la calle Libertad, número 14. Llega en 5 minutos.
It will arrive in 5 minutes.
Llega en 5 minutos.
He will arrive in 5 minutes.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Okay, so this is not the most sparkling intellectual conversation.
No.
No, but it is definitely a very useful thing to do. You notice that they're not even complete sentences. They're just, you know, half questions. And
yeah, you know, when you call them, they're so busy that they're like, yes, where? Address. Okay, 5 minutes.
Right, they don't even say hello. They say Radio Taxi, right?
Yeah.
Which is the way they answer the phone, Radio Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person asks, will you send me a taxi?
Me manda un taxi.
Okay, now this is the verb mandar, right? To send.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lily, how do you say, will you send me?
Me manda.
Me manda. So what was that word for me?
Me.
Me. Okay, it looks exactly like the word me, but it's me.
Yeah, you just go me.
Me. And it comes before the verb, right? Me manda.
Me manda un taxi.
Un taxi. A taxi, right? So this is a question. Will you send me a taxi? And the person answers, what address?
¿A qué dirección?
Okay, literally, this is to what address. Now, the word for address is our key word.
Dirección.
Dirección. How do you say what direction?
¿Qué?
¿Qué? ¿Qué is what, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say to what address?
¿A qué dirección?
¿A qué dirección? So, a is to, right? Now, in English, we probably wouldn't say to what address. We'd probably just say what address.
Yes.
In Spanish, you have to say that a.
Yeah, you have to say the a.
Okay.
It would sound weird if you just say qué dirección.
Right. Because that a actually belongs to the verb mandar, send to, right?
Exactly. Mandar a. And then the answer, he also uses a.
Okay.
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Okay. So what street is this? Libertad, right?
Yes.
Which is like liberty, but I don't know if people want to translate the street names because nobody will understand you if you say that. So how do you say Libertad Street?
Calle.
Calle. Calle means street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to say it's number 14 Liberty Street.
Número 14.
Número 14. Número is sounds like number.
Número, yes.
Número. And then what's this word for 14?
14.
14. Folks, I know you're newbies, but I hope you know how to count till 20. Right? 14. To number 14 Liberty Street.
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Okay, Lily, do you usually put the number after the street?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, usually. Yeah.
Okay, because in English, I want to say number 14, Liberty Street. But in Spanish, you do it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the last line is, it'll be there in 5 minutes.
Llega en 5 minutos.
So how do we say 5 minutes?
5 minutos.
5 minutos. Now, minutos obviously means minutes, right? Mm-hmm. It almost looks the same on the page. And the word for five?
Cinco.
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 Okay. So how do we say it will arrive?
Llega.
Llega. Now that's the present tense of the verb llegar, to show up or to arrive. Okay? And it's going to arrive in 5 minutes.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Okay, you said en, right?
Mm-hmm.
Llega en 5 minutos. It'll arrive in 5 minutes. Okay. So shall we listen to this conversation again?
Let's do.
Dialogue. First time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
Second time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
Third time.
Radio Taxi.
¿Me manda un taxi?
¿A qué dirección?
A la calle Libertad, número 14.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Gracias.
All right, we're back and we're going to do a little bit of grammar. Now, a lot of you newbies are familiar with the present tense, right? So, for example, the verb mandar means to send. If you want to say he or she sends, you'd say...
Manda.
Manda, right? And that's also the usted form, right? You send.
Usted manda.
Okay. The thing about the present tense is that you can also kind of fudge it for the future tense. Use the present, but you mean the future. And that's what's going on here in these questions. And what happens is they come out as polite requests. So manda is you send, but we're going to ask the question, will you send?
Me manda.
Me manda. Me manda un taxi. Will you send me a taxi?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's another example of the present doubling as a future tense, which is in the last line, right? It says, it will arrive in 5 minutes.
Llega en 5 minutos.
Okay. Llega means it's arriving, mm-hmm. right? It means it's happening now. It's the present tense. But when you say in 5 minutes, you know that it's not actually now. It's a little bit in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
So we use the present tense for these future actions. Okay. So Lily, tell us about calling for taxis in Latin America. Can you always just call? Because, you know, we live here in Shanghai, and usually I just go out on the street and wave them down.
Yes. Well, you know, it's better always to call taxis
mm-hmm.
because there's a difference between the street taxis and the company taxis.
Okay.
They're more secure.
Okay.
Yeah. So you call them and then they have fixed prices.
Okay.
Because when you call them, you tell them, how much will it cost me to go to this place?
Okay.
This much. So it's better because in a lot of places, they don't have the... taximetro.
They don't have the meter.
Exactly. They don't have the meter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, folks, if you have any questions or if you want to leave us any comments, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.